For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Friend of mine, it's a real privilege just to invite you to accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And many people want him to be Savior, but they don't want him to be Lord. Unless he can be Savior and Lord, he cannot be all that he wants to be for you. Please accept him as your Savior. Accept him as your Lord. Admit to him that you have not a life that can be taken immediately from this earth to the next, and that you need his blood to cover your sins. And he's a wonderful Savior. And then he'll transform your life, and he'll make you something you have never dreamed that you could be. I've met so many people that way. Won't you join us as we allow him to be Savior and Lord in our lives? Do it today, not tomorrow, today. That's all we have.
Lord, when there's nothing else we can depend on, how good it is to know that we can depend on you. You've been our counselor when there was no one we could talk to. You've loved us through all the passages of our lives. You've given us wisdom to teach our children, strength to face the hard times, and joy all along the journey. We've learned that when things seem impossible, you're always up to something in our lives, but that something is eternal, and it's for our good. You truly have been our hiding place through all generations. Jesus said to his disciples, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Jesus, Jesus.
I'm so glad I learned to trust you. Now give me grace to trust you more.
And this is the broadcast, Think It Over, and our special guest today is Dr. Prudence Pollard, who is the director of the Faculty Improvement. Dr. Pollard, why don't you give me the proper term to use?
Elder Kelly, I serve Oakwood University as Vice President for Faculty Development and Research.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Dr. Pollard, you have done extensive work in the area of testing and so forth.
Yes.
What's the proper term for that?
That would be, well, in fact, I do have a PhD in evaluation, measurement, and research design.
All right. Now, that's, I couldn't have said that any better. So I'm just grateful to have you here today. But I understand that there's some new things going on at Oakwood University in the area of health.
Yes.
And I think that they use the term secrets to unlocking your potential, and they call that stand out. So would you share with us this program that is being carried out here at Oakwood University?
Elder Kelly, we titled the book, 8 Secrets to Unlocking Your Potential, mm-hmm. because we felt that health had become a secret.
Yes, yes, yes.
And especially a secret from college men and women.
Yes. Yes.
And so after looking at the problems within our region, within our nation, and in particular the health problems within the adolescent community and the college community across the United States, we decided to embark on a program to make Oakwood University the healthiest campus in America.
Beautiful, beautiful. I heard about it, and I've seen the signs, and they just intrigued me. So could you just give us, how is it organized? Do you have students involved in carrying the program forth? Do you have professionals involved? Could you tell us how that is structured?
Yes, we do have professionals, and we have students. In fact, the students are the leaders of Healthy Campus 2020. Mm-hmm. We just came off of a television program where our local affiliate, CBS affiliate, covered what we're doing with Healthy Campus 2020. The students were such great leaders that they, in fact, coined the name Stand Out.
Wonderful.
Stand Out is the foundation for Healthy Campus 2020. Stand Out actually represents 8 principles, 8 secrets,
yes.
8 principles on which we're building a healthier campus.
Yes.
And so what that means for our student body, and we had a naming contest, and our students named it Stand Out. So let me tell you what Stand Out actually means.
Right.
So there are 8 principles, and they're built around the acronym Stand Out. Sunshine is the first, S. Temperance or self-control is the second. Getting adequate rest is the third. The fourth is nutrition. The fifth is drink water. And then after that, we have enjoy outdoor activity. Outdoors,
yes,
very,
yes.
Very important, fresh air.
Right.
Then use physical activity. And then the last one, which I wish we could have moved it so it was the first, trust. Trust in God,
yes,
which we find to be the foundation or the glue that holds all the principles together.
Mm-hmm. Now, could you tell us what some of the activities that you have had the students engaged in and the student leaders, what is their part in the carrying out of this program?
Yes, this year we have 2 student leaders. I would name them, but I don't know if they would want their names mentioned on the
sure.
program. But we have a young man and a young woman leading our student ambassadors. On the campus, we have student health ambassadors. For every 25 students, we want 1 health ambassador, because it's the health ambassador who takes the message of health to their peers.
Yes, yes.
And so to date, we have trained around 80 students as health ambassadors, meaning they're deeply trained in the health principles, the 8 standout health principles in the book. Mm-hmm. So they're the ones, for example, recently they had things like hopscotch games that they just to introduce the campus to the idea that physical activity is important.
Yeah.
Many of our students drive from building to building instead of walking. And we want them to get that physical activity. We want them to realize that it is holistic, it's comprehensive, and all 8 principles are integrated. Now, you might ask, why are we focusing on college men and women? Aren't they healthy? Aren't they healthier than individuals who are in their 40s and 50s and older? So why put attention to those students?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're focusing on a number of chronic disease conditions that the Centers for Disease Control identified for us.
Mm-hmm.
Obesity, diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular disease. What we have discovered is that these 4 chronic disease conditions are prevalent among African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Our college, our university, is a historically Black university.
Mm-hmm.
99% of our students are of African ancestry.
Yes.
They are within this target zone. They also suffer from the 4 health conditions that are preventable. So the Centers for Disease Control identified the region within which our university is located as an area that has the highest incidence of these 4 preventable chronic disease conditions. Our university said, if adolescents, individuals between 17 up to age 25, if they have these problems, if they have these issues, and if African Americans are predisposed to these conditions, so we have African American and adolescents, then that obviously means university age African American students.
Yeah.
So we said, what are we doing as a campus to make sure that these college men and women not only have an excellent education, but they should also have their health when they enter their careers so that they can be in good health while enjoying and thriving within their careers?
That is certainly wisdom.
So we're investing in their future.
Mm-hmm. So the health ambassadors are your troops that take care of the people right at the ground level where they get the information.
Yes,
properly.
They are the leaders.
Yes, yes.
And we have 23 initiatives we're implementing within the university across the next 3 years.
Oh, my.
So when students come in August, when they enter the university, we have a health fair where those students can elect to have their certain assessments done, their physical assessment.
Mm-hmm.
How agile are you?
Yes.
Can you do things like a sit-up?
Yes.
What is your gait or balance like?
Yes.
Usually those are things they do on you when you're 50 years old.
Yes.
We're doing it on our young men and women because we know what those devices that occupy their time cause them to do. They're in front of that television. They're in front of the computer. They're on their smart devices. They're not paying attention to how they're hunching over, what's happening to their spine in that posture.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have balance assessments that we do during the health fair. During the health fair, they have the opportunity to have their hemoglobin A1C measured at the expense of the university so they can know whether or not they're pre-diabetic or diabetic or have no incidence of prediabetes or diabetes. We also do their blood pressure measurements. We measure their BMI. We measure their height, their weight, and let them know whether or not they're obese or not.
Yes.
Then we give them counseling.
All right.
Okay, so that's during the in August when they enter the university. Mm-hmm. Within the curriculum, we have in their health principles class where they're learning about these 8 standout principles, mm-hmm. and they're making decisions about whether or not they will choose to adopt any or all of the principles. Mm-hmm. And in order to know, to maybe inspire them to adopt the principles, we provide them with their assessment results. They get a brown envelope delivered to them. In that brown envelope is their lab results. Mm-hmm. So they can make an informed decision.
Yes.
We figure across 4 years, if we can positively impact their health choices, then no one can. We think we can do it across 4 years. So we've just started the first year of the program, and we're building that now so that our students can have a successful career and can be healthy while they're in that successful career.
Oh, my. I think that is just outstanding, Dr. Pollard. And I'm looking forward and praying that all of the parents will, when you send your young people here, because this is really an opportunity for them to have not only a good educational foundation, but also a good health foundation. Because you're going to carry that foundation into your work, and you're going to either enhance your years of service, or you're going to cause it to be down because of bad health. So I'm so grateful, Dr. Pollard, that Oakwood University has started this initiative, and the phrase is stand out, and what a blessing that will be. After our next song, we're going to come right back and talk with Dr. Pollard again. Please stay tuned.
Well, now this same Jesus who walked in Galilee.
Well, now
this same Jesus who taught beside the sea.
Well, now
this same Jesus by faith I have been told.
A child of
this same Jesus will save your soul.
Well, now
this same Jesus who walked in Galilee.
Well, now
this same Jesus who taught beside the sea.
Well, now
this same Jesus by faith I have been told.
A child of
this same Jesus will save your soul.
Well, now this same Jesus who heard the Hebrew children, heard the Hebrew children down in Egypt land. This same Jesus will lift your burden.
This same Jesus will take your hand.
Well, now
this same Jesus who walked in Galilee.
Well, now
this same Jesus who taught beside the sea.
Well, now
this same Jesus by faith I have been told.
A child of
this same Jesus will save your soul.
Well, now this same Jesus who locked the lion's jaw. The lion's jaw down in Daniel's den. This same Jesus will lift your burden.
This same Jesus will be your friend.
Well, now
this same Jesus who walked in Galilee.
Well, now
this same Jesus who taught beside the sea.
Well, now
this same Jesus by faith I have been told.
A child of
this same Jesus will save your soul.
This same Jesus who walked in Galilee.
This same Jesus who taught beside the sea.
This same Jesus by faith I have been told.
My child of
this same Jesus
will save your soul.
This same Jesus who walked in Galilee.
This same Jesus who taught beside the sea.
This same Jesus by faith I have been told.
My child of this same Jesus will save your soul.
thank you so much for being with us still. I hope you've asked somebody else to tune in. But Dr. Pollard, you have a book there that you have shared. It's called Stand Out. Now, who are the authors and who are those who write for this particular book?
Oh, my. We have a strong list of authors. Most of these authors are professors at Oakwood University. And we do have two students who authored chapters. If I may share with you.
Oh, please.
Yes. Our president led out by starting with chapter one. And Dr. Tricia Pennycook Sawyers, who is a physician and our vice president for academic administration, is an author.
Yes.
We have Dr. Havovi Patel. We have Miss Lauren Eaton, who is a senior, a graduating senior this year. She was Miss Oakwood for 2015. She wrote on the topic of temperance or self-control. Miss Cheryl Lindo, who is a senior. She is a biochemistry and psychology major, and she wrote on the same topic on temperance. Then we have Dr. Fiona Lewis, who is the director of our program in nutrition and dietetics. Mm-hmm. She wrote the chapter on nutrition. Dr. Karen Anderson from our Department of Nursing wrote on water. And most people are surprised. They say, we did not know so much could be written about water.
Yes.
And then, of course, yours truly, I wrote on the outdoors. And I would say, Elder Kelly, it is profound to see what 20 minutes of fresh air can do for us. Mm-hmm. In fact, in that chapter, I talk about studies that have been done by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency that shows a 14 to 15% improvement in academic performance in students who are placed in environments where they have clean air in which to learn, compared to those students who are stuck in urban classrooms where they do not have fresh air to breathe.
Right.
The fresh air does have an impact on memory, retention, and learning.
Beautiful.
And then we have Dr. Howard Shaw. Dr. Shaw is the chairperson of our health and physical science department, and he wrote on youth physical activity.
Good.
In fact, we will hear more from Dr. Shaw in the next coming months because we're running exercise programs on the video monitors across the campus, and he has coordinated that.
Beautiful.
And then, of course, Dr. Howard Weems, our senior chaplain.
Yes.
But please allow me to also mention a person who worked on this book with me. I must mention Dr. Sherna Gullo. Gullo directs and coordinates all of the programs on the campus. And in fact, we just finished a 2.2-mile loop on yesterday. Mm-hmm. We walked the campus because we're creating a walking trail on the campus to encourage physical activity. We just installed, you'd be happy to know this, we just installed an outdoor exercise station on our campus where you don't have to go inside of a gym to work out. All of the outdoor stations are there for our students so they can exercise in the open air under a beautiful canopy of trees.
Yes.
And so we just completed that 2.2-mile walk yesterday morning.
Beautiful.
And my heart was racing, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. And so at some point, we want to get Dr. Gullo in here she can talk about some of the activities on our campus.
We will have her come in. We definitely will. Well, Dr. Pollard, I'd like to also find out from you, do you have any reports of the students, even though this is just the first year, do you have any reports from the students that they are being benefited? Do you have any experiences that you might share with us?
Yes, we're in the midst of a survey right now, and one question that we do ask our students, we have over 800 students who have responded, and they've told us they've adopted one or more of the eight principles, the eight principles represented by the STANDOUT acronym. Mm-hmm. The principles principle that students seem to be most concerned about is that rest, the R, use rest. When we ask the students, why are you intrigued with the rest principle? They said, we study and we study and we study. We study to the point that sometimes we overstudy and we forget what we should be remembering because we have overstudied. Then they also talk about having that device in their hand, that internet-enabled cell phone. They say they spend so much time on the phone that they even have difficulty putting it away when they go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So they put it on their pillow or under their pillow so it can be close to them. What we're hearing from students is that they're seeking rest. We did not expect that. We thought the attention would be more on nutrition, eating healthy. We thought it would be more on the outdoors and those other principles. Rest is what they're concerned about. Here's the other element of rest that they're concerned about. They're learning that rest is rejuvenating. And so they're gaining a deeper understanding of Sabbath rest. They did not connect it before. Through the standout principles, now they're seeing that Sabbath is more than just going to church. Right. They're understanding what God means when he said, remember the Sabbath day. Mm-hmm. And so they are seeing themselves that the Sabbath was not made for man. They're seeing that man was made for the Sabbath.
Right.
And that the Sabbath, in fact, is there for us to enjoy God's creation. And I think within that, I would say, Elder, they are discovering that the eight secrets are really about the remaking of the image of God within us.
Right.
They understand how the eight principles are knitted together.
That's beautiful. You know, there was a young man in the church when I was pastoring the Burns Avenue Church. He came from Vietnam, and he decided to go to medical school. And he was having some difficulty in dealing with his studies. And he said, well, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. I said, I certainly will. I said, well, let me just share this with you. I said, you know, Sister Ellen White made an observation that 2 hours sleep before midnight is better than 4 hours after. And she said something good would happen. And so I did a little search. I found out that it was passed on. And, of course, today he is a retired physician from the service, you know. But he said, you know one thing, not going to bed before midnight, you know, I try to get to bed about 10 o'clock. I said, you can get up early, but go to bed. And you can get up at 2 o'clock if you want to, but that 2 hours sleep before midnight would be a benefit to you. So I just thought that this standout is going to be a blessing. I want to get my book because I definitely want to start practicing some of those same principles. We have the message, but we don't always practice it.
Yes. Yeah. And Elder, in fact, what you have just observed about the 2 hours before midnight and getting adequate rest, in the book, we address the science of that. We talk about the relationship between serotonin and melatonin and how that helps you to have a different outlook on life if you're building in the hormones that allows you to feel happy and to feel satisfied and relaxed. And so it's in the book. I will make sure to leave a copy of this book with you today.
I praise the Lord. And after our next song, we're going to come right back with Dr. Pollard.
When this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole. He is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well.
get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be.
Thank you for being with us this afternoon. I'm so happy to hear about the standout program that is here at Oakwood University, and it's a joy having Dr. Pollard with us this day. We are so grateful that you tuned in and are with us today. Dr. Pollard, thank you again for coming as our guest today on Think It Over. I'd like to ask you, what can the parents do? What can others do to encourage this? Oh, by the way, before I let that go, I wanted to also say that when I was teaching high school religion at Oakwood Academy some years ago, I also found out that the ability to resist temptation when you are mentally and physically tired is not the best.
Mm.
So going to bed will also help you to deal with some of the spiritual issues that you have to deal with. So I'm grateful for this program.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, they're all related, aren't they?
Yes,
the
they are.
Eight principles are related.
Yes.
And you've said that. I think that's the second or third time you've said that, Elder Kelly. And, you know, if I may share just one Bible text before I talk about what parents can do to support the young men and women on our campus who understand this in a very profound way.
Yes.
3 John 2.
Yes.
In fact, it's on the back of the book. Yes. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
Yes, yes.
We want that for every one of our students.
Yes.
In fact, when you go into our administration building, we have a huge mural as you go to the top of the stairs, and we have that text there, right across from where we have the eight standout principles.
Beautiful.
We want our students to realize that God wants them to be in health.
Yes.
So you will prosper. Under God, you will prosper.
Yes.
But he wants you to prosper and be in health.
Yes.
Health is precious.
Yes, it is.
We think about the millionaires who would give every dime that they have, if they could have their health back.
Right.
And
right.
So health is precious, and we want our students to be healthy.
Yes.
Now, what can parents do to support their young men and women?
Mm-hmm.
We would encourage those parents to read the book. They can get a copy of the book by going onto our website and www.oakwood.edu, and they can purchase a copy of the book, or they can ask their young man, young woman to get a copy of the book for them. Every student received a copy of this book this year.
Wonderful.
The president gifted each of our students. Every single student received a copy. They
Beautiful.
Did not have to pay for it.
Beautiful.
So their young man, their young woman has a copy of the book.
Yes.
We encourage them to read it. Why do we encourage parents to read it? We know that there is so much myth and erroneous teachings about health that's
right.
going around. Your young man, your young woman is being taught the correct
right.
information about health and how to be a healthier person.
Yes.
We don't want you discouraging them when they say, for example, I'm going out to walk to get some fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to support them and say, go ahead. We want you, when they're locked in their rooms for a number of hours, we want you to encourage them to go for a walk. So in order to support them, you must also know the eight secrets to unlocking your own potential as a parent, because not only do we want our students to stand out, we want their parents to stand out.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm just so grateful for this interview today, and I'm just praying that God will, in a special way, bless you for having started this program here at Oakwood University. Dr. Pollard is a lady that has to be on the move. She's so gifted as well as so involved, and I'm going to have to let her know that I'm going to have to let her go because she has other appointments that she has to keep. But Dr. Powell, just promise me that you will let me have at least some of your ambassadors.
Yes.
Dr.
Gulo,
and others to come back at least once a quarter to give us a report on how things are going.
Elder Kelly, in fact, we can come back in a couple of weeks, and I will bring two health ambassadors with me.
All right.
So you let me know when, and we're happy to be with you and your audience.
Thank you. And Dr. Pollard, would you mind having our closing prayer, please?
My pleasure. Dear God, thank you so much for giving us the gift of health. These are eight secrets there, God, but we plan to make them known to every single person who will listen.
Yes.
Help us, dear God, because we want each person to be in health. because you intend for us to prosper, to be the head and not the tail.
Yes.
We are obedient servants of yours. Continue to bless us and bless this program. It's in your holy son's name that I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Pollard, and thank you for listening today. Don't forget that the true object of life is ministry. And as you internalize and as you experience better health from obeying the laws of health, you will be a living representative to others of how they should live, because God loves all of his children everywhere. Continue to pray for the standout program here at Oakwood University, Dr. Pollard, and those who are working with her in this wonderful and monumental event here at Oakwood University. They're going to do it this year, next year. They're going to continue to expand until every student is aware that the investment he makes in his education should not be wasted with poor health. May God bless you for listening, and until we get together again next time.